Well, it happened a couple of days ago in a detention center that was informal, to say the least, and was turned over to the authorities some time ago. The information is available to us, talks about an attempt to escape, somebody among the detainees snatching a gun and shooting. And of course, that resulted in the killing of four detainees and the injury of a guard.
What are the conditions that these migrants are living under in these detention centers?
These detainees are living in terrible conditions in these detention centers. The living conditions are hard. Detention centers are crowded. Services are definitely not the best. And therefore, you have a lot of stress and tension brewing in the centers. These people also don't know when they're going to be deported, where to. And as we have noticed from previous occasions when we spoke to detainees, some of them have complained of being abused or beaten or ill-treated by those who are detaining them.
What are the actions that have been taken by the authorities after this incident?
Well, I'm sure that the authorities will carry out an investigation, and we are appealing for them to do so and as soon as possible. In cases of other detention centers where we have access, we usually go in and support the centers with food and non-food items of a specific need of those detained. We are willing to cooperate with the authorities in Libya all the time to provide for these people, including to transport them to their hometowns outside Libya. But essentially, this is a problem of some magnitude, and it requires an institutional solution by the Libyan authorities, not just in terms of investigating what happens, but to improve the conditions of these centers and to ensure that people are treated with care and fairness.
On the political track, how things look right now in Libya, that the presidential council is in Tripoli right now?
Progressively encouraging in terms of developments. We definitely are happy that the presidential council is back and assuming authority and accepted by the majority of the Libyans. It looks very promising. As you know, the SRSG has been in Libya yesterday, and other visits by senior officials of the mission are also planned to discuss with the presidential council and other officials ways of enhancing collaboration on several fronts, not least is the development and the humanitarian one, but of course the political one and the security one. You know, the move is quite promising for Libya, and we hope that it will continue to gain positive momentum.
How this will reflect positively on the humanitarian situation? What are you going to do in the next few weeks with the authorities now in Tripoli to try to alleviate the conditions on the ground?
Our discussions are ongoing with the authorities and with the international community to ensure that the humanitarian situation is met with sufficient contributions to enable us to meet the needs of the affected people. As we speak, we only have 11% of what we needed. It's a bit more than what we've had a month ago, so there are positive signs that we are achieving some results in terms of gaining resources. But most of these resources are UN resources and not member states' contributions per se. My appeal is for the Presidential Council and the government of Libya to adopt the humanitarian response plan as its own plan and program and enable financing of a sufficient magnitude to be used to meet the needs of the affected people.